Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby J. This here is time for another episode of Big Facts. And today is a very special day because there was a very special brother by the name of Reza Islam on Big Facts.
Man, I'm honored.
Highly requested. How you feeling, my brother? Everything good?
Man, everything is beautiful, man. Everything is peace, is powerful, and then, you know, it's always good to be around the people.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
So let's start with the beginning of your journey. You're from Compton, California.
Yes, sir.
Right. I guess coming from Compton, California, how did you end up being a part of the Nation of Islam?
Absolutely. I was born in the Nation of Islam, Mosque Number 54. That's the Compton location. Mm. Mm. And my family, of course, is in the Nation. And my last name literally is Islam. Mm. When I was born, I was given a name. So, you know, going to the airport is real interesting. Mm. But definitely, that's how my journey started. I'm the youngest of 10 children. My mother, of course, brought us into the ranks and learning that lifestyle. You know, gang banging is a regular, you know, so I have family members who went through that, drugs, et cetera, you name it. All of that was also a part of the reality, but the Nation is essentially what helped to save our life.
How did you avoid gang banging, like coming up in Compton, California?
Well, being the youngest of 10 children, it was really my siblings that did their best to keep me away from it. Mm. You know, but there's certain things you can't, you know, get away from. Mm. Certain things you have to experience. So I would say I had a small experience myself, but not really like that, because they really did their best to keep me away from it as much as they could. But, you know, I saw it was a regular. Gunshots were regular. Sirens were regular. Mm. Like I said, my brothers, my sisters, they were active. So it's something that I was around, but I didn't necessarily have to get involved in.
What prevented you from giving in to that temptation? Because, you know, like when most people are surrounded and that's all they're surrounded by and that's all that they know, like it's next to impossible to not, you know, like get into that. So what prevented you from doing that?
Well, I'll say, I mean, you know, I did get, you know, everything from, you know, smoking weed, drinking a little bit, all that I did before I was 10.
Mm.
It's just so big facts.
Yeah.
Let's make this real clear, right? So all that was, you know, it was real because, like I said, there's certain things that you have a brush with regardless. You can't get around it. But being heavily active, being a shooter, all that, I wasn't that because my siblings, they did their best to keep me away from it. They wouldn't even allow me to get into it like that. Mm. So certain things I did get into, but when it got to a certain point, they're like, no, that's not you. Mm. That's us. Like, we did that, cool, but you ain't about that. And I never, you know, I never really had that feeling of getting too pressured. Because my family was strong enough to keep the hood from putting that on me like that. So I'm really thankful for that.
What are some of the things you think helped you to be able to keep going and not stray away from the path that you're trying to be on or that you're on?
Oh, man. Honestly, it's seeing my people in the condition that they were in. Because I didn't understand, if this is the condition we're in right now, how is this going to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? I see it in my own family. You're talking about, you know, family members who were strung out on crack on Skid Row. Over 15 years. You're talking about, you know, family members who was, you know, cooking up certain drugs, selling over here, doing this, going to jail. I'm like, I see too many of the circumstances that came from the experiences that we were going through. I see it. I'm in it, and I don't like what I'm seeing.
Right.
So, of course, either you're going to lie to yourself and act like you don't see it, Right. Or you're going to face it and say, you know what, either I'm going to be involved in this or I'm not, and I'm going to do something about it. So it was really the experience that I was feeling, the pain of my family, the pain of my friends. I'm like, I don't like what we're dealing with here, and I'd rather do something about it. That's really what kept the motivation going.
Do you recall a time that you say that you could say that your faith was tested?
Oh, I mean, come on, every day. Right now, this morning, that's a real thing, bro. Yeah. It's a real world we living in. You know, people think we fell from heaven, bro. We from the hood like everybody else. Mm. You know, right. It's again, it's a big stereotype people be having. Like, are y'all tested at all, bro? Every day, this world rewards you for being wrong, bro.
Yeah,
it rewards you for that. It's hard to be, you know, right and straight as much as possible in the world like
that's this. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, you get so many benefits for doing everything that's negative.
Mm. Right.
You get benefits for that. Mm. You know, again, and, you know, we're not judging our people.
No, that's deep.
We family. Mm. But it's like, damn, to be right in this world, you get attacked for being right. For doing positive things, you get attacked. It's like, damn, I can't do this, but I'm cool if I do that. Mm. Come on, man. You know, so it's, I get tested every day, bro.
Who you think is the biggest hater on the shit that you do? Who you think?
U.S. government. Let's make that clear. Now, y'all should clap for that. Y'all should be like, yeah. Y'all, don't get scared.
We scared. We scared of.
Hey! We gonna learn today. No, bro. I would say honestly that because, you know, the work that we do, brother, y'all know this is not easy work to do. You know, you're talking about going up against a government that benefits from our people being sick, benefits from us being unhealthy, benefits from us being unintelligent, benefits from us being broke, benefits from us not having our own land, our own schools, our own banks, our own anything. They benefit from that. And you talking about is some of us out here doing things that inspires us to have all those things? That's a conflict of interest. You messing up my hustle. Mm. You got to think of them as a gangster group, bro. You talking about the real gangsters. They're the
biggest gangsters in the world.
On the planet. So we ain't messing with their money. We messing with the influence. So that is, I would say, the biggest haters. It's not us. You know, it may be the ignorance that we have, but it is a system that sincerely does not want us to rise above the conditions that we're in.
So with them being like the biggest haters and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and with them having so much power and so much influence, what makes you keep going on to push your message against them, since you know that, like, that's the right thing and they're trying to silence you because they don't want you to conflict their interests?
Well, I'll say the first thing is watching us be successful in spite of. I see us buying land. I see us owning businesses. I'm watching us unite, come together, and do things for ourselves. Like, hold up, wait a minute. So we still able to make this happen even though y'all did all these things? You attacked us through health, through education, through spirituality, through agriculture and our food and water. You coming after our children, our women, our men, but we still are able to be successful in spite of all this, bro. That's motivation for me. I see it happen. You keep making this image as if we just a bunch of niggas who don't know nothing. A bunch of niggas who hate each other, kill each other, F the women, F the children. No, we don't love. No, hold up. I see beautiful families. I'm seeing black men love black women. I'm seeing
prosperity.
Children. I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
Y'all lying. Put up the whole image. Yeah, we got some negative that we need to take responsibility for. You're absolutely right.
But so does every other culture.
Every other culture do. So what you doing? Show both sides. Be balanced about this. That's what pushes me, because I see the reality that they not showing.
Right.
I'm happy about that. And I brag about that, bro. We got some good men. We got good sisters. We beautiful families out here doing our best to do what is right to help us. You know, we ain't perfect, but we're doing our best.
Right.
So that's what motivates me, even though they try to put out all these fake images like, stop it. Stop with the with the biased, unbalanced images and tell the truth about what it is that we're really doing, because we are doing a whole lot of work regardless to what they say.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the black community. So if you go back to the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, it seemed like the black community would rally behind a leader a little more than they do now. Why do you think that is?
A number of reasons. One is drugs. Two is mass propaganda and mental manipulation of the people over time. Three is certain lifestyles that were injected into our community that don't necessarily come from us originally. The self-hatred, F her, she ain't nothing but a B, F him, he ain't nothing but a nigga, you know, et cetera. It's just all these things that help to break us down, to destroy our power as a collective. That unity mentality was stronger in the 60s and a little before, because we knew who the enemy was. It was obvious. It was
blatant. And I think also because we didn't have social media back then.
I was going right there. Chapter 2. Trust me. I'm with you, Sid. I was about to go right there. The thing is the overwhelming manipulation of our minds through social media and information overload. I'm talking about this information is coming at us so hard, and we're being controlled mentally in a way where we are accepting it. Now, realizing they injecting ideas into our minds that we don't necessarily agree with, but because of who they put behind that idea, because of certain images, because of certain times, because of certain things that we like, it is a subconscious way of programming us, again, through mental manipulation, because a large percentage of the money in America goes to psychologists in the CIA. So they know how to control the minds of the people. It's very, very strategic. So all of that is absolutely relevant. But again, now we are realizing who the enemy is. Again, it happens in every generation, every single time. We ain't the enemy. So I will say our ignorance is one of the biggest enemies of this far concept. Sure. It's right. Our ignorance is a major problem.
For sure.
So you're saying everything that's going on right now is pre-planned. We just don't know the plan.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this.
It's a playbook.
So if that's the case. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's a playbook. It's a definite playbook. I mean, this is every generation do the same thing. Okay, control the people, drug them. You know, if you have a leader, like you said, discredit them, demonize them or her, make them be hated by their own people. And then that way you can kill them and the people won't question. See, it's a strategic plan. They laid it out. If we watch history, that's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan say that history is most attractive and best qualified to reward one's research. The most intelligent people study their history. Why? Because if you know what was, you can understand what is. If you understand what is, you will be prepared for what is yet to come in the future. Mm-hmm. And nobody can mess you up because you know the playbook. You saw it. You did it with this one. You did it with Huey. You did it with Malcolm. You did it with Marcus Garvey. You did it with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You tried to do it with Sister Angela Davis. You're doing it with Sata Shakur. You name it. We got to study our history, bro. That way we don't step into these traps that they already had pre-planned for us.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Nah, okay. So I want to know, like, your serious take on this whole corona shit since we're speaking on stuff being planned and planted and stuff like that. I need to know what you think about that.
All right, I'm curious. Tell you something. This is why I love the name of this show. Yeah. This is why I respect this show, to be honest with y'all. Seriously. They call me Reza with the facts. This is for real. This is big facts. I was like, yo, I'm about to go on what? Okay. This is we family
right,
automatically.
Right.
Because
right.
We don't do opinion. It's facts that mm-hmm. we deal with. So I'll tell you not what I think, but I will tell you what I know. And if I don't know it, I don't even speak on it. I'll right. say, look, I don't know.
Right. Right?
But first thing, when you're dealing with this circumstance, dealing with the virus, a lot of people come out with different ideas. Was it partially man-made and manufactured? Yes. That was verified by the National or NIH, which is the organization that Fauci is over. That was verified. They admitted that, yes, he lied when he said that there was no funding of gain of function research, which is the research that goes towards helping to get animal DNA to splice it with human DNA. Mm. And very particular. It's a lot of science that goes into that, but that mm-hmm. is absolutely verified. They admitted it. Yes, the United States government collaborated with Wuhan, China. Money was sent over, funded. Certain researchers collaborated from America and China together to push this. That's a fact. Number two, the ultimate agenda that we have to understand above all else is depopulation. Now, a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute. You telling me they want to just kill all these folk or that folk? Right now, it's not just black people that they're coming after. Because that's what some people think is what we're talking about. No, it is all human beings who are standing up against an oppressive system. We really have to get over the reality thinking that we post-racial, that evil don't exist, everybody is cool, we can all hang out with each other, everything is all good. No, there is a small group of very evil, wicked people at the top who do not want to see a large percentage of human beings on this planet. They refer to us as useless eaters. There is a document called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, which was written by Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary mm-hmm. of State under President Richard Nixon mm-hmm. and Gerald Ford, where he stated, quote, "Depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world," end quote. That was for other countries, but it was also for a domestic policy as well. Attack them through air, attack them through water, attack them through agriculture, meaning food, attack them through reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, etc. Get their numbers down in any way possible. They have been doing it. They're very successful, but they're not done. And because it's not working fast enough, they're like, well, look, check this out. We need to just go ahead and force this on them completely. Give them these shots, make them believe it's for their health, stop playing.
Syphilis experiment, the Tuskegee experiment.
Come on now, and that was not even close to what really happened. Trust me, Tuskegee is 600 participants in the circumstance. When it comes to syphilis, they say they didn't give us health care. They didn't tell you about the over 500,000 women in Nairobi, Kenya with the tetanus shot that was found to have a sterility chemical in it. Verified by the Kenyan government, they shut it down because it was sterilizing these women in Nairobi, Kenya. They didn't tell you about the 1,500 children over in Los Angeles who were experimented on with a dose of a vaccine that was four times higher than what was needed, and those children were given this shot without parents' consent. They didn't tell you about the MMR autism study, measles, mumps, rubella, trivalent vaccine, or three viruses in one needle that was injected into black boys, to where Dr. William Thompson, senior lead scientist over the CDC's vaccine division, admitted that this shot was leaning black boys onto the autism spectrum at the rate of 236%. Some studies say 336% more than Caucasian boys, meaning they were giving black boys autism at the rate of 236% more than Caucasian boys. This is not a joke. This is not a game. They've been doing this for a very long time, and I didn't even mention eugenics. I can go down the list. So shots have been used. Shots have been used for a very long time when it comes to attacking our people. The syphilis study, or Tuskegee, was possibly, if not one of the smallest, the smallest example. But they only shine light on that one because that is one thing that they could use to manipulate to now say, well, listen, it's because we didn't give y'all health care. We didn't give y'all solutions. But now we got something that is a solution. Black folks, we want to give it to you first. Bill Gates cares so much about black folks. All of a sudden.
Right.
Stop it. See, this is, we got to stop being played by these people. We know how it feels to be pimped. I think we know. We know how it feels to be played. Y'all should be able to laugh right now. We on Big Facts. Y'all better be comfortable. Because I'm going to get real loose up in here. You got, we know how it feels to be played. You know when somebody playing you? But for some reason, we get confused now because they got a white coat on. They say, MD, I'm this. No, you a damn liar too. You a pimp with a white coat on. That's the difference. You playing us the same way the dude on the corner play us. You pimping my mama the same way the church did. And some mosques and other places too. So let's just get it. <Let's>, bro, it's very real. But we got to be honest about it.
Shit. Hey, you got.
It's not called small facts. It's called big facts.
You're right. But God damn.
Come on.
Did you? Do you ever feel like I gotta stay clean? Like squeaky clean, like.
Oh, you mean just my life, everything?
Yeah, like squeaky clean.
Yeah, brother. We're taught in the Nation of Islam that in the last days that our righteousness will sustain us. That's the only thing that's going to protect you. Yeah. This enemy going to come at you. You going to come at me? That's how Satan works. You going to come at me? Or you trying to expose the skeletons in my closet, Nick? Are you sure? Okay, fine. I'm going to come at you. I'm going to look at all your DMs. All right, brothers. Now, look, y'all better pay close attention to this one because some of us is shade room worthy. They're going to come at you through your DMs. They're going to come at you through your text messages, your phone calls, etc. Of course, you have to get, you know, you have to request it through the court to get certain things. But they're not playing by the rules. They're going to come at you through your lifestyle, who you're hanging out with. They're going to investigate the people around you and all that. If you are going to come at Satan, he's going to come at you. This is how gangsters work. This is why certain doctors were exposing this situation dealing with the CDC. You have Timothy Cunningham, who was found in a river because he was exposing the experiments going on with the CDC and the other shots. You have over 200 homeopathic, naturopathic doctors, herbalists, etc., collectively, and some medical doctors who all came up missing within the last 5 years. And they were all exposing these shots, these stabs.
Are they missing?
Bro,
they missing.
Bruh, missing. Seriously. It's not a joke. So
so them folks doing that shit in plain sight.
Brother, come on, man.
So how the hell you got these nuts to be doing the shit you do, though?
Bro, I'm telling you. Well, hold on. Which would you say?
No, don't say like.
What you talking about?
Like, how you got the courage?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, the nuts. Yeah, okay, yes, sir. Okay, there we go. Let's talk. Okay, like, I'm like, nuts. Hold on, bro.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you got the courage to be this
a testicular fortitude, as Minister Farrakhan said. That's right. Yes, sir. The nuts. I get
you. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, we all going to die someday, bro. Like, this is the reality that we got to get through our head. Everybody's going to physically die someday. Ain't nobody in this room who will not face death at a certain point.
Facts.
But some of us are willing to die for stuff that's so damn cheap. You want to die for a color. You want to die for a block that you don't own. You want to die for a car. You want to die for a phone. Bro, you willing to die for all that, but you're not willing to die for standing up for your people to potentially free them? This is a big difference here. So I don't fear anything nor anyone but Almighty God, Allah, the Most High. Whatever you call God, that's the only thing I fear. But I'm not foolish, though. You know, we're not stupid. We're not, yeah, run out here, kill me. No. Hold on.
Yeah,
it's a difference,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a difference, all right? Some people think that's how you got to do it. No, you know, but be wise about how you move, because if you understand the game that you're in, you got to understand all the rules. You got to understand what comes with this. So, no, brother, it's, you know, and also I follow a fearless leader, Minister Farrakhan, whom this government hates. And I see how he has been protected by God, because that's the only person who can really protect you at the end of the day. And I see, okay, you stand up, you do what's right. The people will protect you. The people love you. The government is always going to hate you. Some of the people may be jealous, envious, et cetera. You have to watch your back. But at the same time, stand up and do what's right. And of course, you know, whether if God wants me to go now, I'm pleased with that. But because I'm still here, I'm going to keep doing this job.
Deep.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do you think the past leaders affect this thing that you do now?
Oh, man. Wisdom. Their experiences.
Know what I'm saying? Like from the scandals of back in the days with X and all them. How you think Mark that it affects the things that you do?
It puts you up on game. Better pay attention. They got this way. They got Martin. Hey, they sent a recording. The government recorded and said, hey, Martin, we got a recording of you with this other woman. We're going to send this to your wife if you don't kill yourself. Gangsters, bro. Are you sure you're not going, okay, look, let's send this. Let's do that. They got recordings. They got pictures. It's what they do. It helps you to be up on your toes. Yeah. Do what needs to be done. Again, like, you know, we natural men. Yeah. Yeah. So temptation is always going to be there. I'm a natural man. I ain't one of these. Now I'm a natural man. Yeah. Boy, I love our sister. Beautiful. But I have to understand what we are involved in. There are things far more important, which is also why we encourage marriage. That way, that's not a distraction. We can get all that handled because you got your queen and all that, boom, but so they can't get you on that. But also drugs, too. You gotta be disciplined. If you're going to drink and all that, that's your life, cool. But me, I can't really do that because, again, this is what I'm involved in. It takes discipline, bro.
Yeah.
It's not focused. It's not easy. This is not something that people should run to doing unless they know what it means. And anything that you want to get involved in, you better know what comes with that. Good, bad, and different. That's why when you're in the hood, they debrief you the same way military does. All right, young blood, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. You feel me? Right. If you don't come back with this going to happen. You cool with that? All right, yes, sir. Let's get to work. Okay, simple. But you gotta understand it, though, thoroughly, if that's sincerely what you are about and what you're going into.
So by you saying that, you saying, like, I can't take it no kind of way if I reach out to a certain celebrity figure and they don't want to stand beside me with this shit.
No, bro, I don't even – look, man, I trust me when I say this is – like I said, it ain't easy, so – you know, hey,
so you don't even reach out to them niggas at all.
Well,
like,
I mean, they my brothers and they my sisters, but, you know, they reach out to me.
Yeah,
they reach out to me
the
because
they want to fuck with you.
Of course, but again, the thing is, I know what you risking.
Yes.
I'm not gonna ask you to risk your life, bro. Yeah. I understand
what this is.
Right. I don't want to be seen and all that. We don't need to take pictures and be out there in public. I understand what this means. You got a family. You got people to take care of. You know, you got a life. No, don't. Right. I'm not asking you to be put in harm's way. But what I am asking you to do is to do something that goes towards uplifting the people, building the people, getting it out in some way possible that's safe enough for you. Because what I'm not about is putting you in a compromised position just because you got this and all. I'm not about none of that, bro. Yeah. And they will come at y'all.
Yeah.
They're going to come at you.
You know, yeah. How dare you have that nigga, that bow tie wearing bean pie selling? That's how they talk. You look, that's how they talk.
We fuck with this nigga.
Yeah, man, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. I won't give a damn. We family regardless. And I stand up for y'all, same way you're standing for me. But if you don't, because of, you know, whoever owns this or that or who does this, I understand. I don't take it personal.
Yeah.
I know the game. I know what they do.
Yeah.
They can't come at us because they know what we about. They know we about this. But they'll get around to the people next to us and threaten you and, well, your career, this, we're going to cut down this contract. We're going to take you off of this and all that. I understand. Minister Farrakhan's been through it so much. I study him as a playbook leader. I see what they did. They banned him from college campuses for 20 years. Took him off of television. He couldn't go speak here. He couldn't do this. Bro, it is very real.
So when they doing that, what they doing? Tell the people when they start banning you from television, take you off Instagram and shit, what did that mean?
Well, that just means you need to have your own platform. Because if you want to come over here, this is the rules. And you violating our community standards. This is what they say. Our community. What community are you? What community you got? What you talking about?
Right.
I spoke the truth. And you say, well, that violates our guidelines. Well, but okay, let's just say this. Sister can twerk. Somebody can shoot somebody on video. And that stay up.
Mm-hmm.
But I speak the truth about a damn virus that you put out there.
What they put you in the dozen? What they call
disinformation dozen, bro. Hey, bro, this government got a sense of humor, bro.
They put him in
they
the
call, they call us the disinformation dozen. Yeah. And say we are the 12 people who have 65 to 70% of the influence. And that we are 70% responsible for all of the misinformation on the internet where corona and these stabs, these shots are concerned. Just us 12 on the planet.
Hmm.
That's called a hit list, bro.
Basically.
That's a hit list.
Mm. Basically.
And I'm the youngest on there. No degrees or nothing. I'm in the Nation of Islam. The only one, you know, so they're like this little Negro.
It's like seven black people and five.
No.
Look, what y'all talking about? What happened?
It's disinformation dozen that's basically been banned from all media.
All social media platforms.
Yeah. And so you're one of two black people?
It's only two black folks.
Oh, wow. Place.
Everybody else is white. I mean, well, Batar, I believe he's
what they banned for. What they banned for, though.
Because we speak the truth about, in particular, this virus, the shots, all that stuff. Like, we put out the truth about it. See, if you watch mainstream media and the majority of everything else, take the shot, take the shot, take the shot, take the shot. That's what they say. All right, we say, hold up, research, read, improve your diet, you know, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I'm not supposed to say that. Hey, that's a lie. What? Hold up, what? Okay, hold on. You just said take the shot. That's going to do this. First, you said it was going to stop the virus early in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Let's go down this.
Let's get into that.
You said first going to stop the virus. Mm-hmm. When we come out the shot. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. We don't forget. Then later on, getting towards 2021, you said, well, actually, it's not going to prevent the spread of the virus, and it's not going to prevent you from contracting the virus, but it will lessen hospitalization and will lessen these horrible symptoms. Give you less symptoms. Okay. Now. This is, now we're talking about what, November of 2021. Now they say, well, actually, no, it's not going to lessen hospitalization, not necessarily. It's not going to lessen the harmful symptoms. No, it doesn't prevent you from catching the virus. No, it doesn't prevent you from spreading the virus. And actually, it only gives you 90 days of immunity, 3 months. Bro, we've been played, bro. That's called being pimped. For real, for real. You keep moving the goalposts. You playing people like we don't pay attention. They think we don't read, bro.
Some don't.
A lot of us don't.
Yeah.
But a lot of us do. Straight out the hood, we reading books. What are you talking about? We got scientists. Yeah. We got black scientists and chemists and epidemiologists and virologists. Stop playing with us. You acting as if we don't have some big brains up in here. We just all just a bunch of niggas. That's all we just niggas. Stop it. That's really how they, this is really how they believe. I'm telling you. So now all of a sudden, the shots only give 90 days of immunity. But what gives you lifelong immunity? Your immune system. Now they're trying to come out with studies saying, well, actually, taking a shot gives you more immunity than your own God-given immune system that you were born with that existed long before the shots ever existed. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop. This is why they don't see this. Is why they like, yeah, I see why they banned it.
See, this is why I am an anti-vaxxer. Like for real, for real. Like,
you pro-science.
Yeah, I'm not going for that shit. We're just pro-science. I'm not going for that shit.
We're pro-choice. Hold up. Okay, here's on top of all this. If I walked up to you, matter of fact, you bring your car to me, and I said, well, look, if I mess your car up, you can't sue me if I mess it up. What are you talking about? Matter of fact, you go into surgery. All right, we're going to conduct surgery on you, but you can't sue us if we like puncture an artery or like chop off a finger.
Or kill you or something.
Or kill you. You know, hey, you can't sue us. Would you go and get surgery from that person? If they tell you, look, you can't sue us if we mess you up.
Right.
Because there is insurance on both ends, but you can sue them literally. Mm-hmm. If you take this pill and it harms your body, you can sue them. Every other day, and that's a different commercial. Have you or someone you know taken the drug? You may have now mesothelioma. Call 1-800-R-BAD. Like that way you say it.
A class action lawsuit.
Every other week, you're like, damn, man, my mom was on that 20 years ago, bro. What? It's like, this is the game. But guess what you can't sue them for? The shots that they are promoting. There is something called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. There's also something called the PrEP Act. You cannot sue Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, nor AstraZeneca for the shots that they're injecting into the people. You can't sue them if it harms you and or kills you. And have they been connected to deaths or adverse reactions? Yes, but you can't sue them.
So in relation, this shot in relation to the food that you spoke about.
Yes, sir.
The drugs that are on the streets. We don't know where they came from. Some of these drugs.
Come on.
What do you think is more fatal or detrimental to our culture?
Here we go, man. I've been smoking this for 20 years, bro. I know what's in that. So, what you mean I ain't gonna take the shot? I done heard some crazy as hell comparisons. Man, you've been drinking that for 30 years, bro. You ain't never read the ingredients. Now you want to read the ingredients? Yes, damn it. Yes, now I do. Yes. Can a nigga change? Can we? They be acting like, bro, you ain't never read. You're like, now you want to read? You 40 years old. You got this far without reading? Forget that book. You're like, bro, can I please read a book now? I can change now.
Yeah.
You know what? When you
it's
go,
never
when,
too
when,
late.
It's never too late, but they treating us like, just be dumb forever. I mean, come on. Why you want to change now?
When you
it's
go,
crazy to me.
When you go to talking this kind of shit or whatever, the truth.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to say this kind of shit. You go speaking the truth, it's their job to make people say you're insane, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And guess what? You really have to kind of be kind of throwed off to speak the truth.
Come on. Come on. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
No, for sure. But I think, okay, the biggest thing is it's supposed to be freedom of speech. So he should be able to say whatever he wants to say.
Now, wait a minute. Big facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say it every time because y'all ain't saying it. Y'all should be saying it like every time a car drop. Big facts. You should be saying that. I'm telling you because that's for a big fact all day because that's the truth. I'm going to tell you this. Yes, freedom of speech. Okay, you have the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. Oh, they don't give a damn about that, right? Freedom of religion. Speech is the second part. Mm-hmm. Press, petition, and assembly. Those are the five parts of the First Amendment. Well, if I have freedom of speech, I should be able to say this. Mm-hmm. Especially if, guess what? It's protected by the Constitution. Wait a minute. It's protected by the local state governments as well. Wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be experimented on. That's protected by the Nuremberg Codes against human experimentation.
Yes.
But
you're
violating all of this stuff. You don't give a damn about your own laws. Mm. So what you talking about?
Damn.
You want to be gangster for real? Why don't you abide by what you say the founding fathers created for us? They don't care. That's the reality. So when it comes to the certain foods, like you were saying, okay, yes, you smoke and drink and all that, you do need to find out the chemicals that are in these things. Because all the weed today is not the old school Indian hemp ganja that you think it was back then. It ain't all non-GMO. Do your thing, bro.
I know it. This shit I'm smoking. This shit smoking. Bro, there's something on this.
See, we family. We can talk. We family, bro. No matter you smoke, drink, you still my brother. That don't matter. We family. Bro. And that's why this is nothing that they don't like about us. Because they know we can speak the truth and still love each other, not judge each other.
Facts.
As if we wasn't like this or came from this. We ain't got family still in this. Bro, stop. We got family in jail. We got family on the street. We got family halfway housing. We family.
Facts.
Just because I'm in this area and you in that area don't make you less at all. I'm still your brother. You still my family. So we need to be more careful and we need to take more responsibility for our health. That's the facts. The reason why most of us are in this condition is because we haven't eaten properly. We ain't been exercising like we should. We ain't been drinking our water. We ain't been fasting. We ain't been, you know, eating fruits and vegetables and all that. And also, yes, the government got a hand in that too. Mm. Because it's a liquor store in every corner. But it ain't no damn organic non-GMO grocery stores in the hood.
Mm. Period.
It ain't none of that.
Period.
That's strategic as well. The chemicals in the water that they have in the old pipelines that help to cause cancer, that's strategic. The chemtrails and the chemicals that they spray in the air every day in the hoods by zip code is there. They do that. You're talking about chemicals in the foods. They put that there. Over 70% of the food supply has been injected with certain levels of estrogen chemicals. Mm. What does that do to a
That's
man?
That's why men have titties.
Come on now.
That's why men
Big
have
facts.
Titties.
Come
yes.
on. I ain't trying to blow the speaker out, but come on.
Yes.
See, that's what I
yes.
see. I feel it. You been, bro.
Yes.
Get
yes.
on this.
Bruh.
I'm telling you, because that's
yes.
that right there. Because I'm just, now the sister's like, okay, you know what? So let's talk about these men's.
Yeah.
Because I know where you go. That's
no, like,
called,
like how
it's called gynecomastia, by the way. Yes,
go ahead. No, you just
no
said,
that's what
man boob,
man breast, right? Gynecomastia,
yeah.
man boobs. It comes from you have multiple causes. A drug called Risperdal, a drug that's prescribed to a lot of males. Mm. One of the side effects or direct effects is man breasts. Mm. See, this is one of the things they inject you with. You don't even realize it. That's what it's coming from. Another thing with the soy. And with the estrogen-like chemicals injected into the water and food supply, it is making men more effeminate because it is chemically destroying your testosterone levels. Men right now, we have less than 50, we're at less than 50% of the testosterone levels than we used to be over 20 years.
I get it. That would turn these niggas to bitches. He just said it. Yeah. I get it. I get it now. I can't be mad the government did it.
Yes.
The government did it, bro, because it's like everybody, this shit crazy, man.
Big facts, bro.
So,
big facts, bro.
Good God Almighty. I've the whole time been wondering. It had to be something.
So the soy made them hoes. The soy made these niggas hoes, man.
They call them soy boys.
Nah.
It's bad, but it's real. It is real. So there's an evil hand in the middle of all of this, is my point.
How you feel about, like,
the
whole, if a dude speak his mind about transgenders and all that, and he get automatic counsel, how you feel about that?
Like a Boosie or Chappelle or something.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, first of all, one, we're supposed to have freedom of speech. Number two, if you free to go and push whatever it is that you believe, I should be able to push what I believe.
Oh, God.
Like, let's be clear here. These are women in this room. You mean to tell me that I automatically have to address you as one when they have had to fight to literally be the actual one that they are by nature? Hold up. Let's make this clear, because I know a lot of people argue about this. Another reason why a lot of people have debated me and you're not going to win this, because it's logic and science. That ain't me. It's just the facts. Women are women because they have a womb. You ain't got that. I get it. Trauma is a part of this. I get it. Certain feelings, chemical castration, mental manipulation. There's a lot of factors as to why a lot of males have grown up with this mentality, feeling like they're a woman. But you have to face it and stop lying and just say, it's just how I was born. No. Look at your history. Look at your childhood. Look at everything that happened around you. Look at your diet. Look at the chemicals that we're injecting to your body. Again, and this is in love, because I got people I know who are trans and they tell me, like, you're right. You're right. Ain't no judging, and it's no hatred whatsoever. But the canceling is real interesting to me, because you don't cancel the people who promote things that kill your people. You don't cancel the people that promote things that go against attacking the women, that or promote things that attack women, attack the children, manipulate the men, you know, destroy the family. You don't cancel that. You don't cancel none of that. You don't cancel this government. They saying the same stuff they've been saying. You don't cancel them talking about we're not going to teach the truth about history because it's not good for white people. We're hurting their feelings. What? Hold on. You don't want to teach the truth about none of this, but you're telling me if I say, excuse me, sir, these women deserve respect. And you can't just step in there when they have been a woman their whole life and say, because you feel like one, we're automatically going to address you as one. You get all the rights. You get to go to the restroom with them. Hold on, bruh. Hold on, bruh. No, let's be real clear here, because now this is where how far you want to go. You have trans men who have been brought to female prisons, and now they're trying to figure out how these damn female inmates is getting pregnant. Hold up. That's big facts. And it's Googleable. Yep. Try, like, let me know. Let me know how far you're willing for this to go, because most of the people in the LGBTQ community don't agree with most of the stuff that the government is pushing. It ain't them.
Okay.
It's the government pushing it and using it through them. And they're like, yo, I just wanted to live my life. I wanted to with my partner. I ain't trying to force it on you and cancel you and mess up your livelihood. Hold up. That ain't, what the heck? Who owns these networks? Who owns this? That ain't us. It's them using us. And that's the other thing. The LGBTQ got to stand up against the people who are dressing up as LGBTQ to destroy the livelihood of everybody else. Y'all got to confront your own damn people. Just like we got to confront our own people for killing each other. Stop killing your own brother, because I can't get out here and tell the white man to stop killing us if you're killing us too. It's an accountability thing across the board on both sides.
Facts.
So let me
accountability is the word. Accountability
so
is the word.
So let me ask you a question about that. Like, so do you feel like, as far as like the whole cancel culture and what's been going on recently, like with the LGBTQT whatever community, do you feel like, because I feel the same way about the people that are in charge of like the networks, the outlets pushing that agenda. Do you feel like they're pushing that quote unquote agenda because these outlets, stations, all of that stuff are owned by the quote unquote elite, and the quote unquote elite participate in those activities and are involved in those behaviors?
Oh, come on. She's touching that nerve. Well, the answer is absolutely yes, number one. Number two, what is the purpose of what the elites want to do? The overall agenda is the removal of 3 to 5 billion human beings from the planet Earth. Black, white, and all in between, but black folks and melanated people are the target number one. But they want to get rid of them. So how can you do this? We're already getting you through food, through water,
through reproductive services, getting you to kill your own babies through abortion, getting you to kill yourself with certain drugs, et cetera, and all of that. But damn, it's not working fast enough. Y'all still producing babies. What's going on? By the year 2042, the United States Census Bureau has said that the United States is going to be a majority brown country. The country was not taken to give it back. They didn't borrow the country. They took it.
So yeah, they say it was a shortage on white people. Huh?
Yeah, bruh.
Say that shit getting shot.
More white people are dying.
Real shit. I heard that. Like, say that shit getting shot.
Yeah, the colorless people are withering away.
Yeah, because we starting to turn to look. Dudes as black men are starting to date white women.
Yeah,
turn them kids black.
Yeah.
So this shit turned into something else.
Come on. Come on.
The black men fucking the Asians.
Yeah.
The Dominican, whatever you is.
Exactly.
We him them.
Yeah.
So we him them. This shit finna turn black, man. So these folks gotta figure something out.
That's big facts, bro. But that's the real, and that's, we have to understand again, this ain't no hatred. This is the facts. The United States Census Bureau is not ran by black people. They came out and said, this is what's going on. By 2042, right, America will become a majority brown country. White people are dying faster than they're being born. But black people still reproducing. Brown folks still reproducing. Quick. This is called the War of Genetic Annihilation, as Dr. Frances Cress Welsing stated in her book, The ISIS Papers. She was right on it. And she said subconsciously, you know, and it's not all white people who even think like this. But a lot of them know. The elites.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They know. They projected this, which is why they said we have to find a way to get rid of the men, get rid of the women, attack the children. We have to find a way to break up the family. We have to find a way to do this. They've been doing this for decades and really centuries.
You're talking welfare.
About welfare. Oh, come on. Remove the man from
welfare.
Come on, sis. You're talking about all the way from
welfare.
Biblical times. Mm-hmm. When King Herod sent out the order to go and kill all boy babies 2 and under. Do you know what these shots do on the National Childhood Vaccine Shot Schedule? They inject you with over 72 doses of 16 shots before a certain age, before the age of 8. A large percentage of these doses are injected into you between 12 to 15 months. That is by far the most dangerous time because the blood-brain barrier has not developed enough. So when you inject these children with these certain shots, the chemicals go straight up into the brain and destroy the brain chemistry. Hence autism, hence Asperger's, hence tics, hence sudden infant death syndrome, all this stuff that goes on.
Wow.
It's a biblical thing. All the way down. It's a spiritual warfare bigger than anything else. This is why a lot of us don't have the ability to even face how evil this is. We gotta drink, we gotta smoke to get ourselves to get away from it.
Real
because
shit.
Like, well, I can't face
shit.
This. It's hard.
Big facts.
It's hard, it's hard. But we gotta look at it now. That's the facts. So the elites know. They know so well that they put in place all the different plans in every area of life to go towards the agenda of getting rid of human beings. And that's what it is. They are a part of the agenda. Why is it that I'm going to convince a people that it is better and more advantageous to turn in on themselves? Men with men, women with women. What's the product? No children. I have encouraged you to depopulate yourself by way of no procreation. That's evil. That's evil. Now, again, the people involved may not be evil. They are family. Just don't get it twisted, Minister Farrakhan. I say, we love our family. You gay, shit, whatever. But I can't condemn you when my brother over here, a straight up masculine, straight black man, just killed another one. Hold up. Hold up. Like, let's be clear. I can't be pointing in, oh, we got to be real. But at the same time, look at how the enemy is using both of us. Look how they doing it. What's they plan with this? If I don't procreate, our future won't exist. This ain't got nothing to do with emotion. Come up out of your emotions for a minute. Get up out of that.
Our lineage can't live.
We can't exist. So again, we're not attacking again. We ain't attacking our family. You know, and forget the cancel culture. That's just the facts.
Yeah.
Because well, you know how many gay folks show up to my events? Tons of them. Thank you for speaking the truth.
Yeah.
They love it. I'm talking about all, bro. I'm talking about the butch of the butch hugging me. Brother, I love you, bro. I'm like, sister. yeah, you know. I'm like, okay, come on in. For real, because, you know, a lot of sisters, they want to be able to just embrace without being hurt. You know, they want that same thing with a lot of the brothers. They're effeminate, but they just need some male guidance. They need to get around some brothers who are like, okay, brother, it's like, brother, it's like, okay, your hand, you got to shake with a little more strength. All right, well, now we're going to practice some push-ups. So y'all think I'm playing. Our family need help, bro. We all need help, man. No matter what level we in, we think we got it, we don't, whatever. We all need help. It's all in love. But just know that this enemy is using the ignorance that we have against us toward their agenda. The elites know. That's why they're called the wickedly wise. Wickedly wise, because they use their wisdom to do evil things. We don't realize it, but they know exactly what they're doing.
So you basically look at the youth and everybody that's doing whatever, like, it ain't even y'all fault. Y'all don't even know why y'all doing that.
Man, please, brother, please.
Please, this is the social media generation. They was raised on Instagram and Facebook, bro. We was outside.
Oh God.
We was outside. They on the phone. Like, what? Bro, go outside. No, what? No, I'm. This is crazy.
So it's all in your mind.
It's a whole nother generation. They were raised on a program. It was raised on this. If it wasn't the phone, it was the TV. And some of our mothers, you know, she did the best she could. She had to go to work. She never babysitted. She had to sit in front of TV with the cousin, whatever, and they watching TV. They know, some of us didn't know how to read and write. Some of the fathers ain't there. Some of the fathers are there. Mm. It's different circumstances. We got to stop being so damn, you know, attacking each other all day as if we got it right.
So damn judgmental.
All day long.
You're saying they got plans in place. If everybody just starts saying, all right, we off social media, they got another plan too, right?
Bro, well, they ain't really came up with one for that. If we all just say, forget this damn government. We on our own platform. And I'm talking about like at least 1 million of us pull out at once. That's devastating to them. That's not just boycotting. That's separating. They make money based off of our attention. Attention is currency now. So they make all this money, just like we doing Big Facts right now, all these viewers and all that. If you had your own complete platform, just your own, completely independent, sovereign, they can't control it, your own, you know, all your hard drives, your own, what is that thing called, your servers and all of that stuff. They can't take that over. They can try to hack it and all that, but you get it all. Boom, that's all yours. And it's centralized. It all belongs to you.
Yeah.
You pull out of theirs and you come over here. They can't do nothing with that.
Yeah.
They make money. Like I said, they have control and power to manipulate and do all that. Oh, they control their community guidelines. Well, it's their community. I ain't trying to be a part of your community. That's why I done got taken off Instagram 6 times. I'm on my 7th page. Because I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. Again, I'm not foolish, but I'm also on another platform. You know, so that we can continue this, you know, moving. Because again, if you want to be a part of somebody's team and their group, if that's what they're about and you ain't about that no more, then maybe you should go and do your own thing. And that's what we were more successful in as black people. We had over 60 all black towns. Tulsa wasn't the only flourishing town we had. We had over 60 all black towns. I mean, thriving, powerful. So we need to separate, do something for ourselves. Just as, you know, as an idea.
For sure.
You pay a lot of homage to, of course, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and one of his biggest accomplishments was the Million Man March. So let me ask you,
big facts.
How do you think that was able to be a success, and could we do it again?
Oh, man, beautiful question. So first of all, for the people who don't know, because a lot of people are like, man, the Million Man March didn't accomplish nothing. That's because y'all Negroes was born on social media.
Right, okay, right.
That's number
one.
Your daddy was at the Million Man March. Ask him.
Million Man March, so everybody know, everybody was there. It doesn't matter. Gangbangers, politicians, business owners, all sexuality, all everything.
Everybody was
in peace without, I don't think there was one incident reported. Not one incident, bro. With 1 million black people in one place.
So almost 2 million.
That's why I bring it up.
Yeah, almost 2 million.
Almost 2 million, almost right. They did exceed that 1 million. It's almost 2 million black people in peace, marching.
Bro, so much
that
so.
That showed too much unity.
Bro, so much so to where the government was so afraid that they had tanks. They had SWAT teams and they had the military underground and the underground tunnels ready to go.
Right. Because
they thought the minister was going to unleash us onto the, kill all these. Well, you know, they thought it was going to do something crazy like that.
That's crazy.
This is how crazy it was. But the Million Man March produced tons of fathers because a lot of these men left and adopted children.
Mm.
A lot of the churches had the highest attendance they ever had. A lot of the mosques, a lot of the different spiritual organizations. A lot of schools had higher levels of enrollment. Tons of, with the black-owned banks that existed, had large numbers of account increases. This built up different unity movements in different areas, from the boroughs in New York all the way to the different hoods in Watts, LA, etc. After 1995, this sparked so many revolutionary movements all throughout the world, not just in America, because other leaders from other parts of the world saw that and reached out to Minister Farrakhan and said, we need you here. Not only Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, may Allah be pleased with him, over Libya, but all the different leaders said, we saw what Allah the Most High allowed you to do. Bringing over, you're talking about nearly 2 million black people in the 90s
right.
to D.C.
Right.
On this a Monday?
On a, right.
Bruh.
Right. In peace.
In peace.
Yeah.
You seeing people there that was your enemies. People stepping on each other's shoes and they're like, oh, my brother, my apology. I'm sorry about that, brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You talking about people who normally on a regular day will be at each other's throat. Like, bro, what's happening? No, brother, no, brother, no. Yes, sir. Peace, brother, peace. And guess what? It was for atonement. Reconciliation. It was for us to come together to apologize to God for us not being men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep, bro. Mm. It was for us to come together and realize, man, Yes, the government got a hand in destroying us. Yes, and they will always have that hand because that's their agenda. That's what they do. This is, you know, you understand the nature of a thing. Okay, you know how to deal with it. That's all what right. you do. So let me just stop complaining for a second because you've always been this way. But we also had to come together and say, nah, some of us did do the things we did. Some of us did attack our people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I did kill this brother. I did abuse this sister. Yeah. I did manipulate this group of children. You know, like we got our hand in some of this stuff too. So that was the accountable side of it, was to come together to reconcile and to look at what our hand was and then go back to our communities to change it. Bro, that's that right there is what the government does not want. Because now you got a group of black people who see all the problems. And now all you're going to focus on is solutions. Let's change. Boom. At one time. And you're talking about so many people were there. You're talking about legends from Dick Gregory to Brother Malcolm's wife, Sister Betty Shabazz. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, Will Smith, the cast of Fresh Prince, they was there. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama was there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yo, you know the people at the Million Man March went on to become some of the greatest world leaders? They went on to become some of the greatest bankers and lawyers and real estate agents. I mean, stop it. Yeah. Stop it. People said, oh, it wasn't successful. Stop it.
So the big question is... Yes. Can we do that again in this modern day?
This is a good question. I'll say this. This here, it says justice or else 10-10-15. Mm-hmm. This is the 20th year anniversary of the Million Man March. Mm-hmm. I was there. Almost a million people. Mm. I was standing right on the steps of the Capitol.
Was that the Million Family?
No. This was 2015.
The anniversary. Okay.
Yeah, anniversary, the 20th year anniversary. And you know, the minister was on this whole, you know, promo tour. He was on the Breakfast Club. He was on Sway. He was, mm-hmm. he was on all these things. Bro, I was there. Looking out at the ocean of people, I'm like, this is crazy. Mm. How does this man in his 80s still have the relevance, bro, to pull people in 2015? Like, there ain't nobody else doing that. Bring me somebody who can do that.
Yeah.
He had more people on that mall than Trump had at his inauguration. Mm. You're talking about this black man brought more people out than the president of the United States. That's dangerous, to say the least. You can say whatever you want about him, whatever you think. Bruh, numbers ain't lying. I was there. So, and it changed a whole lot. So the question is, can it be done again? I don't know. I
appreciate your honesty.
No, for real. Because what? Yes, you even mentioned me and Man Mars. They like, cut that nigga's mic off now. That's how they like, nope, don't even put that idea out there. Because you get that into the minds of the people. The Me and Man March more so now is a symbol of what needs to happen here. Mm. You got a million people coming together watching a certain video every day. Mm. It's a million of y'all right now. You watch this, a million of y'all. Okay, so what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? No, for real. Okay, cool. So what you need to, you need us all come together physically to, bro, you've seen the video right now. So what you gonna do? Yeah. We can possibly do it again, but we're not just gonna come together just to go ahead and party. Oh, I love you. Cool. And then leave and not change our condition. No. It is happening now. More people buying up land, more people coming together, doing banking and all the independent, all this. Beautiful. More families coming together, et cetera. But let's not slow down as if we made it already, because we have not. We are still at war. Don't get it twisted. So if you want to really go into that Million Man March type mentality, all right, we can go there, but you better be ready.
Hmm. What you think would have been the consequences if the nation would have ran in the Capitol how them folk did?
On the 6th? Oh, man, I love this brother. All right, hold on. That's a gangster question. We wouldn't have made it to the first step.
Oh, God.
They would have tried to mow us down with all the guns, all the weapons. These terrorists, bro, they would have went crazy. You know how it is.
Even if y'all would have walked up peacefully.
Okay, as you know, we do. That's how we're taught, brother. We are never to be the aggressor, meaning we don't start the fight. But if aggressed upon, we fight like hell with those who fight with us. Yeah, you ain't going to touch me and not get your jaw broke. Let's make this real clear. People who like to talk about the nation, you ain't never rolled up on us like the police understood when they ever tried to roll up on us. And we handled business, cracking shields. Now, I'm going to make this very clear. L.A. is known for that. Chicago, New York, it is known. Why? Because, again, we walk in righteousness to the best of our ability. No, we're not perfect, but we do love our people. And we're standing on behalf of our people to help them to get in between the gangs and the guns. We're always in the hood. Getting truces going, stopping brothers from killing each other, passing out food. You know, it's every day, bro. This is an everyday thing. But if we were there on the Capitol steps on the 6th, running up in the, trying to run into the white, black men in bow tie nation, you know we're still listed as a hate group, right?
That's what I was just getting ready to ask
go ahead,
you. What I was just getting ready to ask you. Do you think that the U.S. government's fear of organization is why they label, like, the unity groups as terrorist cells?
What is the number one problem in America? J. Edgar Hoover was asked that question. He said Negro unity. He said Negro unity is the number one problem facing the United States government.
What's documented?
He was over, of
course, you have something called the counterintelligence program over the FBI counterintelligence program of the United States government. That mentality didn't die when he did.
Right.
It's still up in there. Negro unity. Black people being united means less money for the government. Black people being united means less authority for them. Less land they'll own because we'll own it. Less drugs they can sell because we'll be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a conflict of interest here. It's bad for business. We're bad for business. Unity.
Less money that they'll get because the jails won't be as full.
Less jails. Come on. You can look at every single area. They are relying on us to keep their system living. If their system is living, it is because we're dying. But if we start living, their system will die. We have to understand how important it is for us to come together and unite. So that's why any group, any individual, any rapper, any singer, dancer, artist, leader, whatever, comes out with the idea to even unite is a threat. It's a problem. Yes, these niggas are terrorists because they're making us afraid. Not black folks.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what they're talking about? That's going to remove our money from here. That's going to take us. No, they're terrorists. Bro, it's crazy, right? That's really, they labeled us as a hate group. The Nation of Islam is still labeled as a hate group. We don't carry weapons. We don't go and kill our people. We don't be killing nobody. We defend, but we ain't out here killing. We're doing all the peaceful stuff that we're doing, and you call us a hate group next to the KKK?
Yeah, right now,
they have me on a list. He's an extremist, hate teacher, bigot, anti-vaccine, anti-LGBT, anti... Bro, I'm a black man from Compton who's doing my best to help our people. What the hell are you talking about? No, like, really, I'm not here. Oh, I hate the white man. I hate that. I hate the... Knock it off, bro. I'm 31 from Compton. See, again, we don't care about what white people say. Let's make this clear. I don't give a damn. You can say all you want. Matter of fact, it's a whole bunch of white people following us. That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. He's speaking the truth. Devils, yeah, we've been that. I'm serious. Y'all think I'm... Big facts. Y'all better say it with me. 1, 2, 3.
Big facts.
Let's be playing, man. Let's be real here. Because, again, when you speak the truth, it's universal. It hits everybody. When it's universal. Everybody, when their children are getting attacked, it's universal.
Right.
Pain unites a lot of people. It unites everybody. So, no, they label us a hate group, terrorists, and all that, and they demonize anybody who comes together to unite our people because it is bad for business for them.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
So how do y'all keep infiltration? Like, Because that's the only way you can be destroyed is from within, inside, right?
Yeah, that's
so right. How do y'all keep that out? Like, how do you deal with people want to be you? Like, be the face. How do you deal with that? Like, envy amongst.
Oh, yeah. Because it does exist now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's twisted, bro. Every black organization, every organization, period, has been.
Is it even possible to prevent something like that, though?
No. From infiltration? No, not if you're living in Satan's house. Let's make this clear. This like, damn, you throwing that Satan and all the devil. Listen, bro. We are in America. Satan's house. That's a fact. America says, oh, the greatest, this and all. No, you travel outside this country, you hear how they talk about America? They don't even call it the United States. They call it the States.
Right.
Mm. When I went to China, I asked them, why do you call it the States? 2012. I said, what you mean the States? They said, you're from the States. I was like, what the States? They said, you know, America. I said, yeah, I'm from the United States. They was like, no, not the United States. The States. I said, why do you call it the States? They said, you're not united.
Facts. Mm. Big facts.
No Chinese, man. Somebody, I was like, damn. That hurt my heart. I was like, yeah, that's true. Mm. You know, so we don't realize that. We're the only ones, meaning people in America, who see America like she portrays herself to be. Everybody outside of this country knows the truth.
They feel like we're terrorists.
Absolutely. You come and kill my people, bomb this, you kill my mama, you kill my daughter, and you calling us terrorists? You calling us terrorists? I was in my house eating food. I was in my house praying. And you come and just kill us for no reason. You say, we're terrorists? No, you the terrorists. That's why, and then they try to demonize and say, these are terrorists. No, bruh, you caused that. So again, no, it's...
So basically, you feel like I'm just asking.
No, wait, go ahead. No, please.
Do you feel like when we do see somebody like a Bin Laden or something, mm-hmm. you feel like he just fighting back or he just a terrorist?
Osama Bin Laden was working with the CIA on payroll.
What do you mean?
Osama Bin Laden was a paid CIA operative with the United States government.
His family was also friends with the Bush family.
Friends with the Bush family. Osama Bin Laden started getting on payroll because the United States government wanted to get the Russians or the Soviet Union out of Afghanistan. So the U.S. government came together with Osama bin Laden and said, listen, we'll pay you this amount of money. We'll give you weapons. We'll give you intelligence and information about them as long as you get them out. And after that, we can go ahead and have some different agreements on how we're going, you know, put things together, different land. You know, we'll restore the buildings, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. He said, all right, cool. Bam. They went ahead. They got them out. He comes back for the agreement. All right. So, you know, you're into the bargain. So what's up? I did my part. What's your part? We ain't about to do that. So now you're like, wait, hold up. We had an agreement. You're violating the agreement. What was going on here? So now when he's coming at the government, like, listen, you said you would do this. Our infrastructure is messed up. I mean, a lot of our people were killed. I mean, you said you were going to take care of this. That is what then had him coming at the U.S. Like, what is going on here? And then they demonized him as if he was a terrorist when mm-hmm. America helped to create him. Same thing with ISIS. All of this. You can go down the list of this stuff, bro. Saddam Hussein was also a very good friend of the Bush family. Saddam Hussein received the key to the city of Detroit. Bro.
What?
Big facts. Trust me. Saddam Hussein donated, I think, over $200,000 to a church there. He was welcomed in America all the time. Saddam Hussein. You know, the other person who was a dictator and a terrorist. America was good friends with him. He was all in America all the time. Like I said, he received the key. You don't receive the key to the city unless you're doing some big stuff.
So basically you're saying, come if on, America man. Can't punk a nigga,
come on,
they make him look like
yep.
a terrorist.
Like, so,
like he a crazy
so
person.
The dude in North America, I mean, where you at? North what?
North Korea.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Just because he bucking.
Come on. Come on.
That's what you're saying?
Bruh. Let me, okay. Let's make this very clear.
Because he's standing on his toe like, fuck that. What's
yeah,
up?
Bruh.
Now he is a...
He's a terrorist. He's a... Like, hold on, wait. They're trying to send missiles over. If y'all don't knock it... Again, we being pimped. You being played with...
Y'all mad at me? Come buy a scraps.
Bruh. Hey, like, I'm not you. I'm not no American. I'm Korean. Like, they really... And I respect that. Same thing with the Chinese when it comes to them standing on their integrity being Chinese. Now, certain things I don't agree with when it comes to mishandling and abusing people in any culture. I don't agree with any of that. However, when a person is, listen, I'm this, my culture, I'm here, I'm that, you're not going to come and just manipulate me and control me. This is mine over here.
But guess what, though? I'm the type of person, I look at it like this, because I'm over here. Mm-hmm. So, if them niggas do got them big old ass missiles over there, go handle that, man.
If y'all feel
like going to be a problem, because I'm over here.
I understand it. No, and see, and guess
go
what?
Over there and handle that shit, man. Bomb that shit or something.
See, what he's saying is like, hold up. Even though it ain't my fault, I'm over here in Georgia. I didn't do that to y'all. My government did. But you know what? That's the thing. They know it ain't us, bro. They know it's the government doing it. That's the point. But because of that, we may be the ones who have to take some of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And which is why we got to check our government. Like, yo, hold up.
Don't go over there doing that and saying America. That, oh, say you want to do that because you want oil, you want diamonds, you want. Hey, I ain't in that. You know how it is, bro. I ain't in that. I ain't on nothing about that.
Going over there and handle your business.
Y'all go handle the business, man. Y'all go hash that out because now you are going to make it a problem for all of us. We got families and children, business. We ain't trying to get caught up in that. What you doing?
Right.
We have to check our own government and say, listen, you need to cut this out. Governments all over the planet are being checked by their people because you doing stuff that's going to cause a problem for me. On a local level, I ain't got nothing to do with that. What you over there doing? What you doing? Like, what you doing? And you about to start studying a whole lot more history, bro. No. You're like, America, bro, they got their foot in every place. What you over here doing this, bro? We're going
to
talk.
But if they doing it, they need to go on and do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't put us like, in harm's way.
Don't put, I got you. Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be trying to do it.
Pawns. If you're a pawn, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. What I'm saying is y'all keep saying these folk got missiles that can reach America. Y'all really basically saying we scared.
Brother, let me say this. If those
missiles, go on and go hell of the business.
Let me say this to you. If the missiles could reach America, they would have already. That's number one.
I agree with that, too.
If they could have.
If they could have, they would have. Because there's some people out there that don't like this part of the land.
Brother, it's a lot of people who don't like America. They don't. And rightfully so. They're not just randomly, oh, I don't like America. No, it's a lot of people. Not because, oh, they're just jealous. No. You rich over here because you made us poor. You got all this opportunity because you destroyed my homeland. You took my gold. You took my diamonds. You took all of my opportunity and brought all that stuff over here. You killed my people. So now you destroyed all of my area. Same thing you saying, bro. Don't come and mess our stuff up. That's what other people were saying. And the American soldiers were sent over there to go and destroy that in the name of democracy. Saying we're here to help you.
Robbing.
And they robbing them, stealing, killing, raping, doing all this stuff. Former military will tell you this all day long. We went over there and I'm thinking I'm about to go face a terrorist. And it's a woman with a child. Praying, saying, please don't kill me. She's saying, oh, Allah, Allah, please. You know, like, it's me and my baby. And let's be real, though. Are there some terrorists in the world? Yes. Definitely. There are some. But when it comes to those who hate America, the majority of them have a valid reason why they dislike this country. And it's not they dislike us.
Right.
Everybody in America. It is the government. We got to separate ourselves when it comes to this. Because we don't follow what this government does. Like, we don't write the policies. And that's them. We have to correct our government. That's what the people have to do. We are the government, really. If we come together and say, listen, y'all need to cut that out. Knock it off.
Yeah.
Because you messing it up for us and our children and our families. And no, that's not what we about. We don't believe in that. You do. You got this insatiable thirst for power and dominance and gold and oil and hey,
right.
Cut that out, bro. Knock it off. That's how you know it ain't us. Cause you ain't never been in no plane and went over there and did that.
Facts.
So it's not us. But yeah, bro, I get you on that. I get you. Just like, let's just not, don't mess up my livelihood.
No, I'm saying if y'all they already messed it up.
Right.
So y'all knowing these folks, basically what I'm saying is
keep us.
Y'all know y'all already pissed these folks off. Go on and clean that shit up. So
there you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Clean it up. Sit down. Talk it out. Admit the truth. Back off. All right. If we're not going to mess with y'all, we're not going to import no stuff. We don't want no more products from y'all. Okay, fine. Any agreements, be at peace. Separate and leave it alone. Because it's people who live here who ain't involved in that madness. And we ain't trying to be a part of that. It's like two different hoods clashing because of somebody went in the club and slapped somebody's mama. What are you doing? What are you doing? This is, what are you doing? Bro, this is, we got agreements here. Stop it. Calm the problem down. Then you got a whole bunch of people killing each other when it was two people who had an issue. Y'all need to handle that because you have the lives of people all around here. Collateral damage because of one mistake over here or something that you went and did that ain't got nothing to do with us. And it doesn't stand really for what we stand for. Clean it up, like you said.
Them facts. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Explain to some people out there like the difference between the Nation of Islam, the 5% nation, Muslims that come from the Middle East and everything, just for information purposes.
Absolutely. Well, the Nation of Islam, we are Muslims who follow the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we don't teach it from an Arab culture perspective. A lot of people have a misunderstanding. And you say Muslims that we all dress the same, walk and talk the same. No, it's cultural expression. We black men in America. I'm not an Arab. I'm a black man in America. So therefore, I may not wear a jalebiya, what you see as like, it looks like a dress, a long dress, that's Arab customs. You know, I may not have a beard. That's not in the Holy Quran to be forced to be put on there. That doesn't make you Muslim or not. You know, certain customs that are cultural. So that's one major difference. But we have the similarity. We do study the Holy Quran. We read the Bible. We pray five times a day. We strive to do that. We fast during the month of Ramadan. Like, we have all the pillars of Islam. We give in charity or zakat. We have all of these basic pillars and we have all of that. However, in America, we are behind enemy lines. We are in Satan's house. There is a difference when it comes to how our culture operates in the understanding of what Islam is from the original perspective as a black man or woman. The original man and woman
on the planet Earth, and people who study the Quran and understand it thoroughly, you know what that's talking about. So we understand it thoroughly, not from a cultural thing. We don't put, you know, like, we don't inject stuff into it. We take it for what it is. But some people, same thing with the Bible and everything else, they inject their own spin on it and do it how they want to do it. So there is certain differences, and most of it is cultural.
Do you guys pray 5 times a day?
Yeah. We strive to pray 5 times a day. That's all of that. See, all of that is a part of the Holy Quran. That's all Islam. But again, there are cultural, mainly cultural differences that, you know, like Arab cultures, Chinese culture. That's not the actual religion. Culture is separate. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things, like a woman walking 10 paces behind the man. That ain't got nothing to do with Islam. That has something to do with Arab culture. You know what I'm saying? And other cultures.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You try to have a black woman walk 10 paces behind you, you don't get a shoe thrown upside your head.
That ain't, bro. I know, that's right.
10 paces behind me. 1, 2, 3. All right.
Yeah.
Bro, what? Come on, man. Like, so that's, so like, this is a difference. It's different, a difference in culture. The 5% nation of gods and earths, or men and women, is dealing with what is called the righteous, the 5% righteous. Mm-hmm. So you have the 85%, 10%, and 5%. Mm-hmm. The 85% are the masses of the people. These are the people who are the uneducated, poison animal eaters, you know, those who eat a lot of the majority of, you know, meats
like
that shouldn't
pork
be eaten.
And shit.
Oh, come on now. All that stuff in the book of Leviticus we ain't supposed to eat that most of us used to eat. Most of us used to eat, but we had to grow up out of that, et cetera. That's all in the Bible and everything else, but you have all of that. Slaves from mental death and people who are easily led in the wrong direction, hard to lead into the right direction. That's the 85% of the people on the planet. Mm-hmm. Then you have the 10% who are the rich. The 10% are those who use the knowledge that they have to manipulate the people. That's the 10%. Then you have the 5%, which are the righteous, those who know the time, those who know God, those who know what needs to be done, those who know the devil, those who use the teachings to help to resurrect those who are mentally dead and bring them back to the Lamb of God, or bring them back to the truth. And that person who teaches the truth, and we are taught that, is the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And of course, there are many people who came to bring the truth at different times, and you have plenty of them. So that's pretty much what that is, the basic difference. The 5% Nation of Gods and Earths was founded by Brother Clarence 13X Muhammad, who was an FOI in the Nation of Islam. He was a member of the Nation of Islam, who basically, you know, was like, well, if the brothers and the sisters don't want to necessarily come into the military structure, which is the Fruit of Islam, that's the military men that you see in Nation of Islam, or the MGT, which is the Muslim Girls Training, or the sisters, if they don't want to come into the military, but they want the knowledge, they deserve to have the knowledge. You know, and that's a beautiful thing. So he would go out, shoot dice with them, you know, drink with them a little bit. Hey, whatever. Because you do deserve the knowledge. Our people deserve that. It's just the Nation of Islam has an actual military structure where we have, you know, captains, first officers, lieutenants, etc. And so you're in a military structure. That's
business structure as well. Community structure. Yeah. Like,
community structure.
Y'all create,
you know,
jobs.
Side, the medical side, education. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a lot of jobs. Lots. We have independent schools. We have our farms. I mean, bro, we, you know, so yeah, that's a small difference. But, you know, really, in our eyes, it's all family. You know, we just got to cut out the little arguments. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said we should argue over religion after we're free. Mm. We ain't got nothing to argue about right now. Like, what are you doing? Mm. Let's just get free. And then after we get all of our stuff, then we can start, you know, hey, so what's up?
Right.
You know.
I just watched the Netflix shit with Malcolm X, and it was called Brother Malcolm X.
And Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
One night only or something?
What's the, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blood Brothers.
Blood Brothers.
Yeah. What's the facts behind Malcolm X and the Nation, like the split? Okay. Like, what was the root of that shit? Like, how did it start? What happened? Like, what was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole lot in there, but I just say, number one, government infiltration. Let's make this very clear. Most people don't know that, first of all, Malcolm tried to come back to the Nation. Let's make this very clear. He wasn't put out for more than a year. It was less than a year he was out, and you can't necessarily say, really, he wasn't technically put out. Just so you know, there are certain rules we have, just like in any group and organization. You have certain rules. All right, well, if you violate this rule, okay, you can't speak here for now, a couple days, you know, et cetera. Boom. That,
like, punishment or suspension or something like that.
Yes, more so suspension, because you violate a certain rule, et cetera. And that's in every group and organization. That's just the rule. So, you know, again, this government used Malcolm to turn the people against the Nation of Islam after he was assassinated. Because now they want to make it seem as though they love Malcolm, when the same damn newspapers who try to prop him up now were happy when he was assassinated. They were bragging on TV about him being murdered. They was happy. So let's make it very clear. But the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the one who resurrected Malcolm. He used to be Malcolm Little. You know, he's involved in all that with the whole life, the drugs and all that. Boom. Came into the Nation, was cleaned up. This is what we do. This is what the teachings do. Clean you up, bring you back to knowledge where you are, get you back into that mentality of helping your people, nation building, loving your children, women, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what helped to raise Malcolm. Government got involved because they saw Malcolm's influence. They saw his charisma. Young brother, handsome, tall. He know what he's talking about. Boom, boom, boom. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad put him up. Like, brother, come on. You know, support the brother because he is helping to do the work. We all doing the work. Plenty of brothers and sisters were doing this work for a very long time. And so Malcolm was just the one that the messenger felt was the one to do it at that time. And the nation would not have grown as large as it did if it were not for Brother Malcolm X at that time, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad allowing him and helping him to grow and to help to bring the youth and the people in. But once you have that certain level of influence, this man is speaking the truth at such a high level now, publicly, going off on the government. Malcolm done called more white people devil than a whole lot of people. So when they try to act like they love him now, it's like, you don't knock it off. Kill that nonsense, brother. Stop it, please. Yeah. But they saw his influence and they said, he's a problem. Because they saw, and let's make this very clear, you need to check the FBI files on this because there's a whole lot of information. But in there, they looked at who could be that black messiah. We must prevent the rise of a black messiah who can unify and electrify the people. This is what COINTELPRO was saying. This is what J. Edgar Hoover was saying. But they looked at him and they looked at everyone else and they said, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad may not be that one because he's a little older, right? So they say he's a little older. But they looked at people like, okay, Malcolm and everybody else is a little younger. They said, this one may be a problem. This one may be a problem. But they were bugging the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's house far more than Malcolm. They have far more information that they recorded about Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They was on him for years prior to. But when they started to see people coming out of the nation, you know, and rising, that was a problem. I want us to just understand this. Black people do kill black people, and this government has used black people to kill black people. Let me say this very clearly. They've done it before. They do it all the time. But when it comes to who killed Brother Malcolm, who set it up and all that, you might want to really understand what this government has done, what they orchestrate, and how they've been involved for a long time. Brother Dick Gregory brought up the facts about who had the guns. The guns had blanks in them. Who shot here? Who did this? His Eugene Roberts was one of the agents who was on Brother Malcolm's staff. He was an agent working for the United States government. The person who was convicted. You have to understand who Thomas Hagen is, who admitted that no. The nation didn't kill Malcolm. You have to look at Sister Eliasa Shabazz, Brother Malcolm's daughter. She said, the nation didn't kill Malcolm X. They didn't kill my father. You have to look at all this. This is just the facts. But the reason why they use his death is to turn you away from the very group of people who are your number one defense. Facts only. So they say, go ahead and hate your brothers. You know, the ones who you see all the time in the community. The ones who are doing all this work. The ones that you know that if some stuff pop off, they're there. Even though they make it seem as though we're not. See, it's real serious, but they don't want you to love your own brothers who are doing this work to protect you because they want you to be taken as the prize. That is the goal. So they use Malcolm's death to turn you against the Nation of Islam, knowing that we are the protection for our people. They know that. So that whole thing with Malcolm, I don't want to. There's a lot. I can go into every detail of it, but there's a whole lot. I recommend everyone look at the X-Files on Nation of Islam's website. Go to NOI.org and look at X-Files. That goes over the different documents. It goes over the lectures. It goes over all the facts. You have Brother Dimitri Muhammad, who drops the facts about that. Brother Wesley goes into it. Brother Nuri goes into it. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan goes into it. You also have the admission recently, I believe last year or a year and a half ago, of one of the agents on his deathbed, bro, 2 years ago, admitting that the nation did not kill Malcolm X. All this stuff done came out, but they keep that on the hush. I know none of y'all heard that.
Never.
Because they just keep wanting you to hate your brothers. Y'all niggas killed Malcolm. I was born in 1990. No, seriously. We don't even be hearing it come out of my mouth. Y'all killed Malcolm. Bro, okay. Who? Y'all did. Y'all? Me? Yeah, y'all. We killed Malcolm? Me? No, that's how simple we got to be with folks. Do you hear yourself? You on Negro remote control. And they just... Yeah, say it again. Say it again. The women in the nation killed Malcolm? The little children right now? And we killed the elder? Listen to yourself, bro. I'm not going to be a part of an organization or group that follows what the government wants us to do. But I also know we ain't perfect because here's the reality. A lot of our people killed each other. So what does that mean? I got to throw all of us away? A lot of our people own drugs. Sell them too. I got to throw all of them away? Who the hell am I following? This devil? Or am I following God? You forgive people for worse. You forgive this white man and he been killing you since you were brought over here. Oh, God. You ain't never in your damn life put that to his chest.
but you gonna sit here and tell me to turn on my own people because you don't like this and you don't kill that nonsense. Kill it. We all want to make an excuse for us doing something better for ourselves. Y'all did this. Y'all just shut the hell up. Get out here and help the people or go somewhere else because you don't love your people. Really? The Honorable Mr. Farrakhan said we must love our people more than they hate themselves. That's where I'm at with it. Yes, we got killers and drug dealers and all of that. I love them. I don't love what you do, but I love you. And we have to have enough love for one another to help our people to change that condition so that we can change it for ourselves and for all of our people.
Let me ask you this, and I know this might be kind of like left or whatever, but have you seen the movie Belly?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Here's my question. Since we're speaking of like envy and infiltration and you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff, how many times do you think instances like at the end of the movie where Tommy was about to, you know, do the preacher, how many times do you think that instances like that have happened where people have gotten close enough to the leader to be able to do harm, and then they were able to, I guess God was able to come in and, you know, change their minds, for lack of a better way to put it?
I'm sure it happens often because it still happens today. The infiltrators and all that, that's it happens. It's usually someone right next to you.
Sure.
It is. I mean, and they... We got to understand this again. You got envy and jealousy. You got people who do it on their own. Don't realize that the government is controlling them by how they think, but it's really using what they have here. I want that. I could do that better. I can. It's real sad, you know.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
If God wants you to go, then it's your time. But if you don't want you to go, the gun will click. That bullet ain't going to come out. You can't find a knife. Somebody going to attack you. Bow. You know, whatever. If it's not your time, then it's good. But if it is, then, you know, we say all praise is due to Allah. Either way. Meaning if God wills it, if he wants it to happen, it'll happen. If he don't, he don't. And I'm cool with it either way.
Before we get out of here, I want to ask you, so what you think, what's the step if somebody wanted to just say, like, I want to get closer to the nation, not just being a Muslim. I want to get closer to the nation. What do they do?
Go to their local mosque. I'll say that. Go to your local mosque. Like, we have Mosque 27 in L.A., Mosque 54 in Compton, you have Mosque 15 here in Atlanta, you have, get to your local mosque. You could just Google it. You know, you can literally Google the location, Nation of Islam Mosque. And I mean Nation of Islam in particular. There's a whole lot of other offshoots and
like
groups
denominations
now.
And
yeah,
stuff.
I done heard some stuff like, okay, we hold up. Okay, Nation of Islam, you know, find your local mosque.
It has to be ordained.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally Nation of Islam. I mean, you got some people try to do some other weird stuff, but that's y'all. But just go and, you know, talk to them. We family. You don't have to join, put on a bow tie. No, you may be more effective where you are. Do you? But you like really help the people. We, you know what we about. We, it's funny. The Nation of Islam is not some group that's up in the mountains somewhere, bro.
We outside.
We outside. We're like, we family. Literally. Like, I'm in Compton. They're like, bro, you don't live like in the mountain, brother? No. Like the Nation of Islam somewhere. No, we black folks in the hood. We live in the hood. We work in the hood. Like, it just be blowing my mind. Y'all talk like we some group that in a spaceship somewhere. It's crazy. We do got those too, though. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah,
dealing with that.
Make us a promise that you come back and see us, my brother.
Oh man, that's big facts. I'm honored to be here. I'm shocked, really. That brother walked up to me. I said, "He ain't scared." No, we family.
I'm enlightened. I had this was really an eye opener for me. Like, seriously, yes.
Nah, we appreciate and respect, man.
It's all love. We family, y'all. This is y'all's as well.
Yeah, you know,
they sold out here, so I got to get y'all another one. But ReezaIslam.com. Make sure you get this book. I think I'm gonna sign it. I think I think all of you will appreciate what's in
there. Message to the millennials.
A lot of the questions that you asked,
right?
The topics are in here
in that book.
Okay,
literally
for sure.
www.bigfactspod.com. Big shouts out to Reza Islam pulling up. You know what it is. Salute.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.